The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Good morning.
Afternoon.
Evening.
Wherever you are.
Depending upon where you are. Hey.
Welcome to our show, Being Here.
Really?
This episode is called It Takes Two to Tango.
Two to Tango. That's
well, that may
cool.
be true, but as far as relationship goes, have to tell you the good news and
the
bad news.
We each other's sentences.
There you go. It's all up to you. It is really all up to you.
Really?
Have you noticed that we finish each other's sentences?
Well, we do.
It's part of our tango.
Our style, right, our dance.
So, just please include it if it's your first time with us, and if you've been here more than once, you know that's our style. If we're looking at relationship and taking relationships out of the ordinary and mundane and having them be extraordinary.
First thing we need to talk about is listening. Because what you know about relationship will taint what we say about relationship, because you won't be listening to what we're saying about relationship. You'll be listening to your thoughts on what we're saying, or whether you agree with what we're saying, or whether you disagree with what we're saying. And that's not listening. That's agreeing or disagreeing, and that's what most of us have been doing all our lives, and it's gotten us into the dilemma of relationship that most of us have found ourselves in, if not find ourselves in, which is wanting a brilliant one and noticing that they always fall to less than brilliant.
Now, even if your relationship is brilliant, I'm certain that from time to time that shiny bright edge falls off or you fall off center. So today, in addition to for those people who have no relationship, people whose relationships are kind of bumping along, you're going to also be able to discover how to bring yourself back on center, even if most of the time things are going pretty well.
Now, let's talk about our credentials.
In 2 weeks.
That's what our credentials are.
Well, actually,
less than 2 weeks.
No, actually, 2 weeks.
2 weeks
today,
exactly. 2 weeks from today.
We'll be married for 25 years.
That's married.
Yeah, we were
that's
together.
Not living together.
Yeah, we were together for a couple years.
That's
first.
Not
now,
playing house.
That's not really credentials in a certain respect. Because
lots of people make it for 25 years. However, we like each other.
We love each other. It's passionate. It's alive. It's a dance.
Yes, it's a tango, and we do it together. Frequently, we do it together.
So to speak. You know, listening to your partner is key. Listening to yourself is key as well.
But you got to be careful that you're not listening to yourself to prove yourself right and your partner wrong. Because so many of us have lists of transgressions that our partner has done intentionally or not, it doesn't matter. There's still transgressions, and we're going to punish them for it.
You know, we were speaking to somebody a few weeks ago who was telling us that 4 out of 5 of her husband's close friends are getting a divorce. And then as we continued talking a little bit more, and because she was concerned that she might get a divorce, and she didn't want that, and she was looking at the ins and outs of her relationship, we started talking with her about gossip, whether she gets together with the gals in these relationships, and they gossip and say things about the husband
that are unkind things, not how great they are, but how not great they are.
And that was SOP, Standard Operating Procedure. They got together, and they talked, and they complained about what their husbands were doing or not doing in scorekeeping. You know scorekeeping.
Well, we went to your movie last week. We need to go to my movie this week,
even if
I don't want to go.
He never does the dishes. Or, you know, I'm picking up his laundry all over the house. Or she never does the dishes. Or I'm picking up her laundry all over the house. We've got to make it even. Because truthfully, in our household, Shia does more dishes than I do. So I don't want it to be a sexist conversation.
Well, you do more of the laundry.
I do. I like laundry, though. I really do. It's fun.
Let's talk about the three basic ideas that we've come up with that make transformation a real possibility in people's lives. Oh, let me say this. There's a possibility, if you actually listen to what's being said, not to prove you already know it, not to disagree or agree, but actually listen to this show today and what's been being said, that's enough to pull you into the moment, and that's enough, because it only takes a moment, to have your life transform.
I actually want to digress for a moment. Last week, we did an amazing show. I think the show in general is great. It is amazing. But last week we had Dr. Larry on. We were talking about breaking the myths of aging. And we've been hearing from people this week about the transformations in their lives around their personal health. By simply listening to the show, whole new possibilities open up. And it really doesn't matter what the theme is, although today's theme obviously is relationship. So the first principle or idea
is that if there's anything in your life that you are resisting, that will persist, it will grow stronger, and it will be the only thing you think about. It will dominate your life. So if there's anything about your partner that you disagree with, oh, well, let's go one step closer in. If there's anything about you that you disagree with, forget the partner at first. Let's just go with first person, you know? What's going on with me? You know, what's going on with you that you disagree with? And then you notice that which you disagree with is what you think about all the time.
So, that is the first idea. The second one is, you can only be exactly as you are right now.
In any moment of now, it's a complete moment, it's immutable, it's not changeable. In that moment, like that moment, you could only be exactly where you are, exactly how you are. Your emotions can only be what they are. Your body posture can only be what it is. Your condition of health, your relationship to relationship, all of it. Your life, the whole gestalt of your life can only be exactly as it is, moment to moment to moment to moment.
Third principle or idea is anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
In the moment that you see it, it's over.
It no longer dominates your life.
So if there's something that you've been doing in relation to relationship that has gotten in the way, and you complain to yourself about it, you're guaranteeing that you're going to keep that behavior intact.
Here's an example. It's not really about relationship, but it was something that came up at Monday Night Alive. We did an excellent evening. Did you have more on that?
Yeah, but it's okay. Go ahead.
I went someplace else.
I said it was complete enough in itself that it will stand. I was going somewhere with it, but I can't recall.
Well, if it comes back, you let me know.
It probably will.
We did this Employee of the Year special evening event. There was a fellow who came. His name's Eric, and he was talking about how he had a plan whilst writing one of these buses now between cities. They have high-speed internet, so you can do work between Boston and New York or New York and Washington, D.C. And he was planning on doing work.
He was coming from Boston to New York.
And the bus broke down. And so he couldn't do the research on the internet that he'd planned during this time frame. So the first thing he did was text his friends to complain. And, of course, that didn't do anything except for compound it.
And it didn't get the bus to move or the internet to start working.
And then he said he realized he had our book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, The Three Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Life. And he remembered the three principles and realized he could only be where he was.
On the bus that was not working.
And he could resist it, which would make it more miserable, or he could realize he could only be where he was and allow it to be the way it was. And what happened was he ended up having a brilliant time. He made friends. He entertained people. He stepped into what was rather than talking about his preferences and complaining how it wasn't working. And even more stunning than that particular story is how Shia let go of what he had to say because the direction, the moment, I took it another way. We were still dancing. We were tangoing. He could have been right and punished me and punished himself and punished you, but that's not his style.
You mean by getting
pouty?
Pouty. That the word I was thinking of began with the same letter, but I couldn't say it, you know.
So that was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you get pouty and you're being right and you're letting whoever it is around you know that they did it wrong.
Right. So you get to be right and they get to be wrong, and then being right costs you something. It costs you everything, actually. It costs you your aliveness, your sense of health and happiness and love and full self-expression. And you pout, and that's what you get to win with. But, you know, we're
moving on toward a break here shortly. We'll be coming back to you. We're talking about It Takes Two to Tango. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Are you looking for life's balance? Look no further than Seventh Wave Network. We're bringing you Life's Balance with Shaman M. Let Melody McBride take you on a unique listening experience. You'll explore the world of alternative health. Learn about the many facets of healing. Preventative lifestyles from children to seniors will be discussed on the show. Listen for Life's Balance with Shaman M. Broadcast live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. It's the healthy side of life. Let peace and balance be yours.
Awakened media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. You know, I want to say something about our approach. Our approach is a radical departure from working on yourself to make yourself better. So you don't need to take notes and you don't need to remember anything. It's really about discovering how to get to the current moment of your life, to be where you are. You see, most of us are so driven to get somewhere, and we've got these mores and standards that we try to live up to that were given to us by other people who didn't live up to them either, by the way, that we're constantly putting immense pressure on ourselves to be a certain way rather than be the way we are. And what Ariel and I have discovered is if you can be the way you are, your life transforms in an instant, automatically. It happens out of your being where you are. So let me tell you about what's upcoming in our world regarding more than a one-hour radio show. We've got Transformation in the Workplace coming up in about 2 weeks, the 12th and 13th of September in New York City. And that's an awesome course that allows people to discover how to have fun in the workplace, to enjoy going to work, to look forward to their job, to be satisfied. And, you know, our jobs occupy most of our lives, whether we like it or not. That's the truth of it. If you work, even if you're not going out into the job market per se, like in commerce or industry, if you are a housewife, that's your job and that's your workplace. And if you're not satisfied and are not having fun where you are, this is the workshop for you.
I was really impressed how much people got from Employee of the Year looking at the workplace just a couple hours. It's a great launch pad for what's coming up. And then when we come to the following week, we're actually flying into Hamburg on our...
Hamburg, Germany.
Yeah, on our anniversary.
Not Hamburg, Pennsylvania.
That's right. And we'll be doing the Art of Relating and the Freedom to Breathe. So, right. How's that?
That's better.
So that is...
The 18th through the 20th of September, we're in Hamburg, Germany, doing the Art of Relating, and on the 17th, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe.
And if you want things even farther in the future, just go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. We have all our workshops through January, including details about our Costa Rican adventures. We have Christian on the phone. Are you there, Christian?
Do we have Christian on the phone?
Thought we did.
Well,
it looks like we lost him. Okay, that's fine because we have plenty to talk to you about.
Well, here he is.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Am I here? Oh, Ariel and Shia?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hi. Nice to hear you.
How are you?
Good evening. I'm really, really relaxed and really fine. And you?
Great.
Excellent. What can we do for you?
Where are you calling in from, Christian?
I'm calling in from Switzerland. It's called Cessach. It's close to Basel. It's close to France and Germany. Yes, it's really nice. Yes, I have a question for you, and it's about I'm dating somebody.
Yes.
And I discovered that he's building like a barrier around his about he's just talking about things who are in general things, not about himself.
Right.
And it was like he is just talking about general things, and he make like a border around him.
Right.
And it's for me like I can't go over this border. He don't want to have me close.
Well, then the thing to do is not try to get close.
Because what you resist becomes a bigger border.
Okay.
See, the other thing too is I'm wondering, are you dating only this one person? Is this a relationship
yeah.
you're in?
It's not defined. Is it a relationship or not? It's
You've turned it into a relationship.
Yes, that's true.
What's this guy's first name?
Antonio.
So what's happened is you've looking for all your love from one source, Antonio. And he may not be feeling like he's free to give it right now.
And he may not be able to give it right now for whatever reason, you know, for his own personal, you know, the constraints of being a human being.
Okay.
So your wanting it to be different puts a pressure on him.
Yes, I see, because the first time we met us, everything was so easy and so clear, and we had a lot of fun, and after a while, yes, after weeks, it was like, yes, it's like a pressure.
Yes, and it gets more distant, but you see, what you're talking about, Christian, is very interesting. You're defining how relationships usually go.
You get together the first time, and there are multiple things happening. First of all, if you haven't been dating for a while, you have some time to build up some hormones, those love drugs. So you're with somebody, and the attraction sets in. And you don't really care about them yet. You're not attached, so you're more likely to be yourself. They're likely to be themselves. It's fun. And then you go home, you go, wow, that was fun. And then you think, oh, you know, I hope he likes me. And then you start being more cautious or careful or calculating, most people are. And they try to manipulate themselves to be a better them. Or they put a pressure on that person to want to be with them
right.
more.
So it isn't that you spend some time together, you enjoy being together, you spend some more time together, you enjoy being together, spend some more time together. Eventually, you get to this place where you spend time together and it's not fun. And what you do then, Christian, is want to get married to that person when it's already turned to not fun. See, I think you should date people and have fun with the people you're with. And if it gets better, great, you spend more time with them. If it gets less fun to be with that person, if they put up barriers and borders to keep you from being close, then find somebody else to be with.
The other thing is I don't think you should kid yourself. It doesn't sound like you are dating. You are mini-marrying.
Yeah.
Meaning, Antonio is fun, so then you put all your hopes and dreams on having this work out over time. And I'll tell you, I dated lots of fun people prior to Shia, and the fun...
But I was more fun.
The fun was not a long-term thing. We were not a complete match, right up until I found my complete match. And then, of course, we had whatever bumps and details to work out.
And we had a few bumps and details.
We did.
Okay.
But I bet you have a prejudice against dating two or three men at one time.
Yeah.
It's like, what kind of guy would that make you? Loose.
Okay. Everything, it's so clear now. So, okay, yeah.
You know, and here's the other thing. Let's talk about love for a second. See, love could be defined as allowing another person to be exactly as they are. And exactly as they're not. That would be love. Because if you allow a person like Antonio to be like he is, puts up barriers. Well, then you can love a person even though they put up barriers. Or exactly like he's not, so he's not available. You can love him and he's not available. That's loving someone, giving them the space to be themselves. Not trying to manipulate them to be the way you want them to be. See, and that's the thing that gets away in most relationships. Most relationships, people find somebody that they're attracted to, and then they try to change them or fix them or get them to be the way they would prefer, rather than allowing this person that they were initially attracted to be themselves.
And then most people in your position go, no, but I'm crazy about Antonio. I really like him. Well, oftentimes you like the idea of him better than
the reality.
And you don't want to be straightforward about the reality. You want to get in there and tinker and change it.
And you want the ideal to work out. So you really want it to turn out the way you want it, not the way it goes.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, if it goes, if you can start to want it to go the way it's going, then you'll have a very good time. If you resist the way it's going, then you'll be miserable, he'll be miserable, and even, no, we won't be miserable because we're not helping that.
But one other thing, barriers are usually a two-person deal and one person is throwing them up. For the relationship.
For both people.
So I found early in our, Shy and my relationship, like one would come closer and the other one back up a little bit, and then the other one would come closer and the first person would back up a little bit. It was a dance. It was a tango. It was back and forth. So when you say he's throwing up barriers, it's more like there are barriers between you rather than identifying him as the problem and you're the open one.
Right.
That was my thought. Maybe I have this barrier as well.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
And I do like this barrier. I put them on him like that.
That's right. Look, we have to go to a break right now, Christian. But if you want to hold on for a few minutes, we'll
come back.
Come back to this.
Okay. Yes. Hear you later.
Right.
Okay.
Come back. Join us. Join Christian. Come on back and don't miss being here.
Being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, yes.
We're having fun here talking with Christian. We were actually chatting over the break, and he was talking about how he's surprised at Antonio and how great he is wanting to be with him. And we were discussing our experience that Christian absolutely underestimates his dateability, his desirability, and I guarantee that you do too. Those
right.
of you listening, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're single, you absolutely underestimate you. You can't see yourself very well. Even when you're standing in front of a mirror, you're seeing a reflection, but that is usually you're kind of like picking
well,
on yourself.
Well, even in front of a mirror, you're not seeing you. You're seeing the mirror image of you that
right.
slipped.
Right. So have you ever dated more than one person at a time, Christian?
No, actually not, because in my thought it is you can date just one person at one time. Maybe I should think about and date more than one person at a time.
Well,
you know.
Well, it's up to you. I mean, I know people have different
realities,
different mores and morals, but I found for me that it kept me from having a pressure to slot whoever I was dating into being my husband. Because I was looking for a mate.
It's like you get an idea of where the relationship is going, and then you try to make that happen, and for most people it ends up in a marriage, whether it be a heterosexual relationship or a gay relationship, it makes very little difference.
Uh-huh. It definitely makes it...
Have fun, enjoy people, and see where it goes rather than try to make it go where you think it ought to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the way, when you leave your house next and you go out and you buy a cup of coffee or you are buying a ticket for a bus, whenever you're interacting with somebody, that's a date. Now, sometimes you're dating a person that includes physical intimacy, sexuality, and other dates are buying a cup of coffee. But if you hold a piece of you back, Christian, for being with Antonio, you're going to be needy before you get there, and then you won't be having fun.
Okay. So okay. I go out and have fun.
Yes. We have another caller on the line.
So thanks for calling in today.
Yes, thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Katie, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, absolutely. We can hear you good. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are
excellent.
You
excellent. So you have a question for us?
I do. I have a question.
All right, we're ready.
Okay.
Lay it on us, baby.
All right. I've been dating my boyfriend, Chris, for about 5 months.
Okay.
And I noticed that when we're together, we have a great time. We have a lot of fun. And but when we hang out with other people, particularly his friends, I notice that I get a little crabby because I feel like I'm not getting enough attention from him. And so I throw like a little silent temper tantrum.
Does that make him more
receptive,
or does he give you the kind of attention you want?
No.
Good.
Yeah.
See, the problem with getting yourself upset to get attention, Katie, is that you get upset. It's not good for you. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your relationship, because you train somebody to be manipulated by your upsets, and you train you to be manipulated by your upsets. So you get upset more frequently to get attention, but it's not the kind of attention you want or need.
Right.
And so...
And if you know you're doing it, you can stop.
Right. As soon as you see you're doing it, you can stop.
Yeah. I feel like I realize I'm doing it, and then I decide I'm going to stay that way.
Well, I don't think you decide that at all. I think that is the conversation that happens in your head in the midst of an upset.
Gotcha.
See, the being, Katie, not the mind, Katie, has the ability to see something and just drop it rather than continue it. But if you're in a snit, you're in a pout and a temper tantrum, you want to punish them for not giving you attention.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, and I notice that I get mad at myself for doing it, because I realize that I do it, and then I'm like,
well, that's not really the only place that you do that. Let's back up, but let's take a little wider focus on your life. You're focusing down on relationship, and that when you're out with Chris and he's not giving you enough attention, you pout.
Uh-huh.
But if we back up a little bit...
You know, we take the lens from telephoto and go to wide angle, so we include more of your life.
Cheyenne, I know you, and we spoke to you not too long ago, and we were talking about fitness and weight and dieting.
Mm-hmm.
And if I even take it away from you for a moment, we were speaking to a young lady the other day, and we were talking to her about being kind to herself. And she was telling us that, if I'm kind to myself, that means I'm going to go out and smoke more cigarettes and eat that extra piece of cake. And we said to her, well, how is that kind to you? That's not kind. That's being self-destructive.
That's indulgent.
And so there's something about how you're not skilled practice at being kind to yourself with consistency, because being upset and pouting and continuing to do it is not being kind to you. Eating extra food is not being kind to you. Doing negative things to get attention is not being kind to yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you see, if we were to take a look at when you started this pouting to get attention,
uh-huh,
how old would you have been?
Probably about 1 or 0.
How about 3?
Okay.
2 or 3, the terrible twos, you know.
Around the time when if somebody asked you how old you were, you had to hold up fingers and say this many, because you couldn't really figure it out.
Right.
Well, you see, now, Chris, I'm sure he started dating you because you're a beautiful, attractive woman.
Uh-huh.
He didn't figure that he'd end up with a 3-year-old.
Good point.
Good point. So, and you don't have to be a 3-year-old, you know.
There was something... can I speak to you rather personally for a moment?
Sure.
There was something you said to me. We were talking via email about weight, and that you were going to start dieting, and you were really happy about that. And then you said, keep in touch with me about it. And I thought, no, you keep in touch with me about it. that it's
right.
That the deal is, Katie, you're kind of looking for somebody to reach out and take care of you, make you happy, rather than the other way around. And I actually find if we take it to me and my relationship, that was a schematic for me with physical intimacy also, that it took me a while to realize that for me to have the most physical pleasure, I had to not only participate, but there were times where I had to turn the tables and become aggressive, not quite the word, but more aggressive, engaged, more like, okay, now I'm doing you for a while, because there's a part of me, if when we're having sex, that becomes less tactile. I feel less. My body closes
right.
down a bit. But if I go, okay, Shia, let me do you now, I come alive again. My guess is when they're not giving you attention, your attention is on you. That's your clue.
Uh-huh.
Time to put attention on them. Take care of them. Get interested
in
them.
But not to punish them
right.
for not
right.
giving you attention. You see, you can't do it as a manipulation.
Right, right.
You know, because
yeah.
later it's also going to happen when the two of you are alone, if the two of you stay together. Because there are times where Shia gets involved in something, and then I can either get involved in something also, not as like, well, fine, he's doing his thing, I'll do mine. No, as it, oh, he's involved. I can either pull on his attention, then he has no fun anywhere, or I can get involved in something until he comes up for air, so to speak, from whatever it is that he's involved in.
Right.
But it requires being rather adult.
I was going to say grown up. Yeah, you have to, you know, grow up. You have to be okay being you. Look, you know, we were speaking with somebody on Monday night, and this fellow was talking about when he was in Costa Rica with us a couple of years ago, how he felt alone and lonely and insecure at one point. And we were talking about how that's something that is completable. You can complete that insecurity of being alone if you allow yourself to feel what it feels like without judging it, rather than trying to get rid of it. Third principle of transformation. You know what time it is now, Katie?
It's break time. We'll be back shortly. Come on back. And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hey, kid, over here. Inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're gonna waste energy in your home, I'm gonna pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Just to let you know, next week's episode is light, is the middle word in enlightenment. So you can call back and lighten up with us next Wednesday. I have a game for y'all. We were playing this for a while, and I thought it was really fun. We heard lots of good things from you all. Well, not all of you, but y'all, a bunch of you. That's share this show. Share it with three people this week. You download the show yourself, give people the links. It doesn't have to be links to today's show, although today's show is great. You can pick your favorite shows, send the links off to your friends, share it with three people. Let's play a game.
I'll play.
All right, me too.
Okay.
Cool. I'm going to play too.
Okay, Katie.
Hey, we had fun talking with Katie on the break.
And what she started to say was so good, we stopped her so we could share it with you guys.
You know what happens when you see something about yourself, like that you've been not acting as mature as you might like, how did you put it, Katie, that you've been...
You're
having a hard time not beating yourself for?
Not beating on yourself for...
Yeah, beating on myself for acting like a 3-year-old.
Well, let me ask you a question. Ready?
Yeah.
When you were acting like a 3-year-old, in that moment, could you have not been acting like a 3-year-old?
Nope. I guess
that's
not.
Right. That's the second principle of instantaneous transformation. Each moment is perfect, and you can only be exactly as you are or were in that moment. Are in this moment, were in moments of the past. So what good does beating on yourself for having been that way do for you?
Nothing.
Well, it does. It allows you to continue to behave in a way less than the great lady that you are.
Right.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you have friends?
Yeah, I have a few friends.
Yeah, you have more than a few, because I know some of your friends, and I don't know most of your friends, I bet, because I don't live in Chicago, so I don't know the majority of the people you hang out with, but I know some of your friends. Guess what?
What?
Your friends have known and loved you all along, including...
Even your pouting.
Even your pouting, and everybody who knows and loves you knows you pout. This
yeah.
is just suddenly news to you, not to anybody else. That's really what it is. When we see things we don't see about ourselves, they're in general things that our friends have seen and known and have included,
right.
And love is including those things. So if you're not hard on yourself for it, those things that you find bothersome, they're just going to slip away all on their own.
Oh, that's great.
And it's challenging because you're smart.
Hello?
It's challenging because you're smart.
Uh-huh.
So you'll think about those things and pick on yourself for those things rather than just notice them and allow them to go.
Yeah, I actually think, Katie, that when you're not with Chris, it's a great time to practice engaging in your environment, getting interested in your environment and others in your environment when there happen to be people there, rather than thinking about yourself, thinking about how you're doing, and thinking about whether or not you like what's happening.
Right.
Then when you get together with him and his friends, you won't be thinking about, you'll be engaging and having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually think part of this pouting thing is you haven't recognized that sometimes you're a little shy, so it's easier for you to pull back rather than engage and goof around and, you know, be yourself around his friends, too.
Right. Yeah, I don't think of myself as being shy. Even though sometimes I don't feel like engaging because I think maybe somebody, or maybe I'm going to judge myself for what I say.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that may be all that shyness is, you know. We were speaking to somebody the other day, a very shy man when we first met him, and now he's a politician, and he's managing the campaign for the mayor of his town, and he's dating.
And he's going door to door on his campaign. He said, wow, I never used to be able to look people in the eye, and now I'm meeting total strangers and talking to them.
That is cool. That's so cool.
It comes from not judging yourself for what you see, Katie, love.
Because if you judge what you see, you keep yourself stuck resisting that rather than just notice it and move on.
Right.
See, moving on in your life from moment to moment is where life is. And if you're resisting how you were, if you're complaining to yourself about the way you behaved, then you'll miss the next moment of your life.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm so glad you called in.
Me too. Thank you so much.
And I'm also glad that on the break you promised to look at our upcoming schedule and come out to New York and join us for one of the upcoming weekends.
Yes.
You know, for everybody out there, if you want to come to one of our upcoming weekends, whether it's September or October, early December or January, you really have to make the plans. And plans include registering, getting yourself a ticket, because your life will fill in.
And, you know, we say we want to do things and we notice we never do. Well, that's because we didn't initiate what it takes to commit ourselves to what we're up to.
Sean and I have had a few really fun events over the past few weeks or in months. And those things we never would have done if we hadn't scheduled them way in advance. First of all, you had to get the tickets in advance, but it was like, I was really glad that I made the effort to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And your life is worth it. You're worth it. That's part of being kind to yourself. Sometimes I feel a little silly taking care of myself, but I realize that if I want to have what's possible in my relationship, I better have my well-being intact. So, hey, thanks for calling today, Katie.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you know, when you get with Christmas friends, go have some fun.
Right.
And by the way, you can start to think of them as your friends if you want to be that bold. So it doesn't have to be my friends, your friends.
I like that. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, cool. Great. Thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sean and I were talking before the show about right versus alive.
You know, we today, this morning, we got up very early, and we canned a bushel and a half of tomatoes. That means we took the skins off them, packed them in glass jars, put lids on them, and put them in a pressure canner, and we ended up...
We're not quite done. We're going to do some more after the show, but
right.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. We're mostly done.
And our friend and assistant Christina was here, and she is still here, and she's helping us.
And so we're taking these tomatoes and putting them into hot water to loosen the skins, and then they have to be peeled, and I was... peeling them, but they were hot, you know, and I had to keep my hands in cold water. And Christina said, you know, maybe you should dip the tomatoes in cold water. And that was just too simple. And, you know, I had my method, and I was going to stick with it.
And I realized,
you know, I could be right about my way, or I could do it her way and really enjoy myself. And it was so much easier to cool them down a little bit before I peel the tomatoes.
So you don't have to know it all yourself. You can let other people in. Include them this week. And we're going to be back next week to talk about light is the middle word in enlightenment. So you all, come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.